Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. I'm the talk show host, Jim Blasingame, the talk show host who can't tell time. I think after, folks, I'm starting my 22nd year in a couple of weeks. Maybe I'll figure it out. Oh, boy, if I didn't laugh at myself, John Harrison, I'd miss the best laughs of my life. What about you?
I feel the same way. You got to laugh at yourself.
And one of the best ways to learn how to do that is to have children. That'll do it for you every time. So if you ever wondered whether you're funny or not, have some children. They'll clear you up on that. So okay, John. John, by the way, John Harrison is one of our top financial planning experts in the Brain Trust. He's been with us now for a long time. He is a certified financial planner. You got some year-end checklist tips for us, right?
Yes, there's a number of things, about five things really, that would be good to take a look at doing or at least checking before the end of the year sneaks up on you to put yourself in a position to lower your tax bills and take advantage of all the breaks that you can get. Amongst the things on the list is look at maxing out your company retirement plan contributions. If you've got a 401k or any similar type of retirement plan, you can put quite a bit of money in there. As an employee, you can defer up to $18,500 for 2018. And as the business owner, the company can make contributions on your behalf as well. The basic rule is you can get up to $55,000 into a qualified plan, defined contribution plan, within a given year. So if you see year-end bonuses coming or any other opportunity to maximize those contributions, it might be a good idea. On the other side of that is consider tax loss harvesting in taxable accounts. Maybe you've got accounts, brokerage accounts, with some mutual funds or stocks and bonds, and some of them did great and some of them didn't do so well. Rather than always holding on to the losers and just praying that they come back, you might consider selling the losers to offset some taxable gains you got in the winter. You can basically negate up to $3,000 in taxable gains by taking your losses. And if you have more than $3,000 in losses, they carry forward to future tax years. So that's a good thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Another issue that people should check for year-end is look for the required minimum distributions from IRA accounts. You don't want to miss taking them, because there's a 50% penalty of what you should have taken if you fail to take it. Now, most people think I'm talking only about people who are of a certain age, because everybody with a traditional IRA has to take money out beginning age 70 and a half, and those required withdrawals are called RMDs, required minimum distributions. But it's not just people of that age. You can be much younger than that and have an inherited IRA, and you also have RMDs to take.
Oh,
so make sure you don't miss those.
Okay. I wasn't fortunate enough to know about that.
So someone forgot to leave you their IRA.
Somebody forgot. Yeah, my mother used to ask me, you know, have I been working hard? I said, yes, mother, because you didn't leave me a trust fund. And she thought that was funny. to the last day of her life, I told her that she thought that was funny. But, so if you've inherited a retirement plan, right?
Yes. So you'll have to, generally the plan will send you a reminder of what your RMD is for that year, but they do that in January. So if you got a reminder for 2018, you got it back in January in 2018 and may have forgotten about it by now. So it's good to make sure you don't miss those, because if you should have taken, let's say, $10,000 and you fail to, mm-hmm. then the penalty for not doing it is $5,000.
Wow.
So,
wonder why they did that. I mean, Go ahead.
Well, they do that mainly because they figure, hey, we have deferred taking our tax cut.
We're ready for our money. We want our money now. I got you.
That's right.
It's called Uncle Sam giveth and Uncle Sam taketh away.
Exactly. So another thing you might consider doing is consider deferring income and accelerating expenses. If you're looking at maybe a big tax bill when you file your taxes in April of 2019 for your income this year, if you can defer some income out past the first of the year and accelerate some anticipated expenses, that's one way to reduce your tax bill.
You got to balance that because it all has to be reconciled at some point in time. You just got to be careful.
Yes.
You might want to do it the other way depending on how things are looking next year, and maybe depending on how the election goes tomorrow.
Jack. Exactly. I was going to say, depending on who's in power, it may, tax deferral may not end up being the best thing in the world.
Exactly.
If tax rates are higher later than they are now.
John Harrison,
ladies and gentlemen.
I got to go for John. Thanks for being here. John Harrison, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.